Primitive Baptists. What's in a name? Where did the word primitive come from? Well, 2,000 years ago, there was one Baptist, and his name was John. But modern phone books list American Baptist, First Baptist, Free Will Baptist, General Baptist, Independent Baptist, Landmark Baptist, Missionary Baptist, Particular Baptist, Primitive Baptist, Reformed Baptist, Seventh-day Baptist, and Southern Baptist. Why so many? That's a hard question and beyond the scope of this lesson. But the following will attempt to define the term primitive as it relates to the group called Primitive Baptists. But first, an assumption. We assume the majority of readers understand that congregations which use the word Baptist in their church name do so because they immerse believers in water. Acts 8:36-38. But a historical view of the term primitive as it's used in church name. In the 600s, not 1600s, the 600s, the church in Rome sent a man named Austin to convert churches in the British Isles. Austin returned to Rome, reporting that these churches rejected his efforts. Austin called these churches primitive, mostly because they found their worship simplistic, singing, praying, and preaching only. Austin's use of the word primitive was not intended to flatter. In the first half of the 1600s, two groups of Christians settled in New England. The two groups were Pilgrims, which were the Baptists, and Puritans, the Reformists. In the decades that followed, persecution caused many of the Pilgrims to relocate in the South. In that era of history, we find one kind of Baptist, proven by the Articles of Faith among the Baptist churches. But in the late 1600s, differences among the Baptist churches began to emerge. The first major split occurred between Baptists which differentiated themselves as either New School or Old School Baptists. Over the next few decades, those outside the Old School group used the term primitive to describe the Old School Baptists, mostly because they found their worship simplistic, singing, praying, and preaching only. Again, the term primitive was not intended to flatter. However, this non-flattering term came to be worn as a badge of honor among Old School Baptists of that era. And as time passed, the label primitive became accepted and even endearing to them. Today, the majority of Americans interpret the word primitive as primeval. In the early 1800s, the word meant original. Primitive Baptists are not primeval. They have running water and electricity. They use microphones, recording equipment, and laptops. Some churches have websites and Facebook pages. Other churches have pastors who tweet and blog. Yet, we are primitive in two senses. One, we hold fast to the doctrine once delivered to the saints, Luke 1:1-2, and our mode of worship is simplistic, singing, praying, and preaching only. Four disclaimers. First, Primitive Baptists have been misunderstood because of their position on mission boards. Primitive Baptists support preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ whenever and wherever the Spirit of God leads, as opposed to whenever and wherever a group of men lead. Primitive Baptists have preached grace all over the globe, but God directs their steps, not man. Second, Primitive Baptists make a distinction between an aid and an addition. For instance, a communion plate is an aid, whereas honey on unleavened bread would be an addition. A songbook is an aid, whereas an orchestra would be an addition. The difference between the two is in the finished product. Does the item change the finished product, or does the item facilitate distribution of the finished product? Third disclaimer. Many Primitive Baptists have been misrepresented with regard to their belief in God's sovereignty. Is God the author and finisher of eternal salvation? Mount Olive Primitive Baptist Church answers yes. Is God the author and finisher of sin? Mount Olive Primitive Baptist Church answers no. We believe a church which places the responsibility for its sin on God is a church whose candlestick is in danger of being removed. And finally, Primitive Baptist churches are separate individual bodies. Each church is subject to Jesus Christ and He alone. They have no administrative councils or bodies which govern them. And because of this independence, local bodies must be judged individually. Primitive Baptist churches down the road from each other may differ slightly or significantly, but they must not be stereotyped. To visit a local Primitive Baptist church is the only way to know a local Primitive Baptist church.